गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन यज जन रंजना यशोदानंदन रज जन रंजना यशोदानंदन रज जन रंजना यशोदानंदन रज जन रंजना यमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी 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 जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतश्री श्रीमद डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैश्चिके। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 9, entitled The Passing Away of Bhishma Dev, text number 11. Panduputran Upasinan. Panduputran Upasinan. प्रश्रय प्रेम संगतान प्रश्रय प्रेम संगतान अभ्याचष्टानुरागाश्रय अभ्याचष्टानुरागाश्रय अंधीभूतेन चक्षुषा अंधीभूतेन चक्षुषा पांडुपुत्रानुपासीनान् प्रश्रय प्रेम संगतान् अभ्याचष्टानुरागाश्रय अंधीभूतेन चक्षुषा पांडुपुत्रानुपासीनान् प्रश्रय प्रेम संगतान् अभ्याचष्टानुरागाश्रय अंधीभूतेन चक्षुषा पांडुपुत्रानुपासीनां श्रया प्रेम संगतां चक्षुषानुपाशुषे अंधीभूतेन चक्षुषा पांडुपुत्रानुपासीनां प्रश्रय प्रेम संगतान् अभ्याचष्टानुरागाश्रये अंधीभूतेन चक्षुषा पांडुपुत्रानुपासीना प्रश्रय प्रेम संगतान् अभ्याचष्टानुरागाश्रये अंधीभूतेन चक्षुषा। माताजी त्रानुपासीना श्रया प्रेम संगता चष्टानुरागाश्रये अंधीभूतेन चक्षुषा पांडुपुत्रानुपासीना प्रश्रय प्रेम संगता अंधीभूतेन चक्षुषा। Pandu, the late father of Maharaj Yudhishthir, and his brothers,
putran,
the sons of,
upasinan,
sitting silently nearby,
prashraya,
being overtaken,
prema,
in feelings of love,
sangatan,
having gathered,
abhyachashta,
congratulated,
anuraga,
feelingly,
ashrayhi,
by tears of ecstasy,
andhi bhutena,
overwhelmed, chakshusha, with his eyes. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The sons of Maharaj Pandu were sitting silently nearby, overtaken with affection for the dying grandfather. Seeing this, Bhishmadev congratulated them with feeling. There were tears of ecstasy in his eyes, for he was overwhelmed by love and affection. Purport. When Maharaj Pandu died, his sons were all small children, and naturally they were brought up under the affection of elderly members of the royal family, specifically by Bhishmadev. Later on, when the Pandavas were grown up, they were cheated by the cunning Duryodhan and company. And Bhishmadev, although he knew that the Pandavas were innocent and were unnecessarily put into trouble, could not take the side of the Pandavas for political reasons. At the last stage of his life, when Bhishmadev saw his most exalted grandsons, headed by Maharaj Yudhishthira, sitting very gently at his side, the great warrior grandfather could not check his loving tears, which were automatically flowing from his eyes. He remembered the great tribulations suffered by his most pious grandsons. Certainly, he was the most satisfied man because of Yudhishthira's being enthroned in place of Duryodhan, and thus he began to congratulate them.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namini Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prachadini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarini He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate गोपेश गोपिका कांता नमोस्तुते तत्कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासवी गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्णा। It actually feels very nice to see the hall packed up with devotees. After several months of speaking to empty hall and the cameras. Actually, in the association of devotees, devotional service, the juice of devotional service or the relish of devotional service is much more enhanced. Because as when drunkards meet, there is taste for drinking. And two things increase, the quantity and the quality. Similarly, in the association of devotees, two aspects of devotion increases. The capacity and the relish. As we see here in the Srimad Bhagavatam, where we have come to one of the most heart-churning incidents within this first canto. Actually, if we really understand and enter the spirit of the Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam Rasam Alayam, it's nothing but pure nectar. But if you are not experts, we require supportive system to actually get that experience. We require the purport. We require like-minded people. We need an atmosphere. Then probably the power, the potency, the true purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam, dharma projita kaita votra paramo nirmat sranam satam vedyam vastavam atra vastu shivadam tapatraya unmulanam Srimad Bhagavate mahamuni krite kimba parayarishvara sadyah hridi avarudhyate atra kritibhi shushushubhis tatkshanat. Actually, if we are in a proper state of mind, if a favorable environment is created, and if the speaker properly represents the whole parampara, which brings the real purpose of why the Bhagavata was spoken, it is impossible that a person can be in that atmosphere and not be changed. There will be a positive transformation. Change of values. Really what we give value in our life. Change of priorities in our life. Manifesting in change of our lifestyle, change of our attitude, change of our perspective, change of our world view. And therefore we are so grateful to Srila Prabhupada that he instituted this Srimad Bhagavatam class, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Nityam means regularly. If not daily, at least weekly. That is why he instituted the Sunday love feast, Sunday once a week at least. We charge our battery. So that rest of the time we are in, you know, tune. There is connectivity. Sometimes we see when there is no connectivity, this fellow is shouting, that fellow is shouting, nobody can hear. He can't hear him, he cannot hear him. So connectivity is established when there is good, you know, it's charged up. So, in this particular section of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the background is this. Bhishma, the most powerful warrior on the planet at that time, in front of whom absolutely no one, including the Supreme Personality of Godhead in this most fierce incarnation, Parshuram, who chastised the Kshatriyas 21 times from the face of the earth, couldn't actually defeat. It was a reason why Krishna wanted Bhishma to be on the side of the Kauravas. There is an external reason and there is an internal reason. The Mahabharata explains the external reasons. The Bhagavatam explains the internal reason. External reason, he had taken a vow to be supportive to anyone who sat on the throne of Hastinapur. He had eaten their salt. Namak khaya. Ab goli khao. So, externally, this situation is built up like that. In fact, this was the question that was haunting my mind in the late 80s when I saw Mahabharata serial. And this was the first question that I asked to the devotees when I came across them. 5-minute question. And at the end of 5 minutes, dramatic performance of my presenting the question, the answer was only 5 seconds. Less than that. It was Krishna's will. Was it? That's all. Yes. As a mother-in-law teaches the daughter-in-law through the daughter, the daughter has a very good way. Daughter knows exactly how things go on in this household. So the mother doesn't have to speak out. The daughter is born there. She knows. But the daughter-in-law is new. She is fresh to the surrounding. She doesn't understand all this. And therefore, but it is a very sensitive relationship. Daughter-in-law and mother-in-law. And therefore, she indicates to the daughter-in-law through the daughter. Similarly, when Krishna wants to perform his pastimes, dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami, when he appears, he wants to put people who are trustworthy and reliable to execute their role. Who will not break under pressure. And he puts them in different places. However, neither the devotee nor apparently the Lord appears to know who is who. Why? Because there is a lesson to be learned.
Even in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime, you see, so many devotees before the Lord appeared, after the Lord appeared, during his pastime, so many people came, but no one knew who is who. Even no one knew who the Lord is. Till the Lord, one by one, revealed at a suitable time, at a proper time. Then they were able to actually appreciate. It's like a director. The director performs a drama to give a message to the audience. So when you are watching the drama, you are not supposed to peep into the green room and see a dadi wala kon hai. Hai kon hai? Nahi. Relish the drama, learn the lesson, take the message. But if you are confused and bewildered, go behind as a director. Aisa kyun bola hai? So the acharyas give us the commentary by which to understand all these things. So here is Bhishma Dev. And because Bhishma is extremely powerful, cited by Drona and Kripacharya, it's like world war. The rest of the world versus Zimbabwe. There is no speculation needed. There is no prediction needed as to what will be the result. Truly speaking, this is why Duryodhan was so confident that absolutely no question of the Pandavas winning. Yeah, they may have some powerful people, but Bhishma, Drona, he's the one who taught them. And so therefore, from a material perspective, he was super confident. Even though there were so many issues, he didn't really bother. We have the man of the series here. But then when he fell on the 10th day, Bhishma fell on the 10th day, pierced by arrows top to bottom like a pin cushion. I don't know nowadays whether they use in the office or not. Literally thin cushion, like Kadamba flower, you know. Similarly, Bhishma's body was like that, pierced by arrows through and through, and lying actually on a bed of arrows, Sharapanjara. And for how many days? 58 days. Mahabharata clearly says 58 days till he actually departed. Oh, why didn't he die? Because he had Ichhamrityu. And in one sense, there are various perspectives to understand this. In one sense, he wanted to repent for all that blood, you know, through which he had done all these activities. Let that blood go away. That was the one of the reasons. I was witness to Draupadi being disrobed. So, from a Mahabharata perspective, we should learn what not to do from Bhishma. Unless you wear the spectacles of Srimad Bhagavatam, simply reading Mahabharata can actually lead to confusion. You put two spectacles, before reading Mahabharata, and that is Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. And through that spectacles, when you study Mahabharata, you will really relish. Without that, you will be bewildered. The hero will become the villain, villain will become the hero. Because Bhagavatam gives why they did what they did. Mahabharata says how they did what they did and to learn what not to do. Bhishma did big mistakes. Big people do only big mistakes. Or in other words, big people's even small mistake has a big impact. Krishna wanted to show to the whole world, even if you are Bhishma, But if you are on the wrong side, you will be punished. The stringent laws of nature, as Prabhupada calls it. Major fallacies. Wrong priorities. His body was with the Kauravas, his heart was with the Pandavas. He was a man who was torn between the two. So, on this 58th day, practically it's almost reaching close to that. And he's just lying there. And it is described. Now, Bhagavatam is Sarvavedeti Hasanam Saram Saram. Saram means essence. No nonsense. Only essence. Only the true substance is taken. Every verse, there is no additional thing until and unless there is some need for it. Just like Upadeshamrita. Only 11 verses from the beginning to end of our journey back home, back to Godhead. From the beginning to end, all that contained in 11 verses. When you speak in essence, there is no unnecessary duplication, unnecessary repetition. So in that, 4 verses are spent by Shukadeva Goswami and by Vyasadeva to explain the importance of this event and the what is the rasa that is being exchanged by saying who were the personalities who came to witness this event, by understanding the personalities who come to witness an event. Importance of the event can be judged by intelligent people. From the whole universe, the best of the Rajarishis, the best of the Brahma Rishis, and the best of the Deva Rishis. The Rajarishis means the topmost pious, devoted kings of the universe. Deva Rishi, the best of the demigod Rishis. And Brahma Rishi means the pure hearted saintly personalities from the whole universe had actually come to witness this event. If Bhishma were to be just a powerful warrior, just by the power of his other qualities of determination, of excellence in skills, there were many who died in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Nobody came to watch that. But here they are all coming. They were all in the mode of goodness. They could actually see the significance of this event that is going to happen. What is that? I always call it the Rasa Leela of the battlefield of Kurukshetra. We think Rasleela happened only Krishna and the gopis. No! That is Madhurya Rasleela. Then there is Aishwarya Rasa. Then there is Sakya Rasa. And then there is Sakya Virya Rasa. This is what was exchanged between Krishna and Bhishma on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Can you imagine Ras Leela on the battlefield of Kurukshetra? Only those who have full understanding of Bhagavatam will be able to see the same Ras Leela in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, the same relish, the same ecstasy that is seen, you know, when Krishna dances with the gopis in Vrindavan. But this is another Leela. You know, warriors, they need some kind of inspiration for them to, you know, do their act. Unless there is some blood, unless they see blood, मजा नहीं आता उनको. When they see blood, आप लेता हूं तुझे चल, खून निकल रहा है, तूने खून निकाला मेरा, अब तुझे दिखाता हूं. You know, I once witnessed this national table tennis championship. You know, so there were these two top players of India. Too many, but these two, when I went, actually entered the stadium, these two were actually playing. So they were just practicing this forehand and this backhand. You know, what's going on? Literally 5, 6, 10 minutes. Full speed. And then after that, backhand. What's going on? Generally, at the end of half an hour, you get exhausted. But this is their preparation time. This is the warm up. If a new fighter is playing, ho yaar thak gaya, bahut maar diya, phad 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 ho gaya, 10 minute mein. So similarly, for warriors, can you imagine from morning to evening for 18 days, and to shoot one arrow, it requires so much energy, and shoot constantly. And it's not that just, you know, thoda tea break hai, thoda ye pile, thoda chai pile, thoda juice pile. Nothing. You'd be finished from sunrise to sunset without a break, full power. And one moment of not being alert, you're finished. And it's not just, you know, relax. There are enemies all around. What kind of stamina it takes? What kind of focus it takes? Who are these warriors? As described, when they shoot arrows, it would enter the head of the elephant, come out from the tail, and go for some distance. This was the power behind the arrows. And they were pierced by arrows and continued to fight. Sometimes they would faint because of excessive blood. Again, they would get up after some time. You just can't imagine the caliber of the warriors 5,000 years ago. Anyway, the point is, Bhishma was alone enough to annihilate the whole of the Pandavas in half a day. He had that confidence, and he did demonstrate it one of the days when Duryodhan challenged him. Karke dikha, yeah, you are partial. You are not hitting the arrow. You are just playing. That was an insult. First of all, you know, his heart is breaking to actually shoot the Pandavas and kill the Pandavas. But when Duryodhan, you know, agitated him, Bhishma actually took a vow. This is the evening, on one evening, he pulled out 5 arrows. And this is Bhishma, the one of powerful vow. You know, when Bhishma takes a vow, pran jaye par vachan na jaye, he pulled out 5 arrows and he said, Duryodhan, these 5 arrows tomorrow will kill the 5 Pandavas. Khush. Finished! The Pandavas are finished! Everyone started dancing. There was conch blowing and extra party. Ho gaya, kham, bas. Tomorrow evening, the Pandavas are finished. Yudhishthir finished means automatically finished. And that was Bhishma's vow. In full chivalry, he took that vow. Abhi Krishna, that is your problem. Ye bol raha hai mai. We will discuss what is this, the dynamics behind what was happening here. So, he pulls out 5 arrows and he said, tomorrow, by sunset, the 5 Pandavas will be killed by these 5 arrows. Wow! Duryodhan caught those arrows and slept with it, actually. He didn't need a pillow. This was his the most... He actually was embracing victory, practically. He was rolling. And that day he had sleep and no sleep also. So ecstatic. Here Arjun was relaxing, but Krishna was rolling in bed. He woke up Arjun. Bole Arjun, kya soya hai? Tujhe baalon mein kya chal raha hai? Kya hua? Kuch nahi. Jao abhi. Remember Bhishma, you had asked, you people had asked blessings from them, and he had told, time aane pe bataunga kaise aapko. Yudhishthir begged blessings. Right on the first day before the war began, Yudhishthir took blessings from Bhishma, from Drona, from Shalya, from Kripacharya, from four people. He fell at their feet and then said, Vijayi Bhava. The commander of the opposite army is telling right in front of Duryodhan, Vijayi Bhava. Ho gaya na, match fixing ho gaya khatam. And he says, please give us blessings to fight against you and please tell us how to kill you. Can you imagine what Yudhishthir must be undergoing to ask this question to a grandfather on whose lap he was brought up with all love and affection? He's pleading. I says, please tell. With tears in his eyes, he's telling, please tell how to kill you. And with tears in his eyes, Bhishma is blessing him and he's saying, time aane pe bataunga, abhi nahi. Krishna noted it. Time aa gaya hai. Aaj hi jaane to tum log 5ve din rahenge hi nahi tum log. So the Pandavas go. Fall at the feet of Bhishma. Oh, sorry, Duryodhan has those arrows. So they go to the tent of Duryodhan. And Duryodhan, oh, you have come, please come. Do you want the whole kingdom to be given without a fight? If you come for bhik mangne ke liye aaya to de dunga main. No, 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 bhik ke liye nahi aaya. Remember you had given, you had a word that, you know, I helped you once from the Gandharvas and I had told that you have saved my life, I want to do something for you. And I said, I don't need it. I need now the help. Said, yeah, what do you want? Just those 5 arrows that you have? Duryodhan took out the 5 arrows. Le le na. Bhishma ke paas bahut pade hue hain. Just gave it. Vartika, le jao, le jao. They went. Krishna was, so yeah. The next day, Duryodhan is, you know, Bhishma, people are putting their kavach on him and he's standing and, you know, getting everything done. I was reading in Mahabharata, they used to wear dead cow skin ka gloves with the fingers like that. Because constantly shooting arrows. You know, if you're sabji cutting for 3.5, 4.5 hours, you already get, next day you can't do anything. You get that constant, you know, pain like that. Yeah, numbness and scratches. So they used to have these kind of gloves and wearing the kavach and tying it up. So everything is going on and then everything ho gaya. Just like, you know, somebody is getting ready to the office. Are tie dena mera. Aisa, Bhishma says, okay, those 5 arrows. Kaun sa? Are kal jo diya tha. Le gaya. Kaun le gaya? Arjun aake le gaya. Pancho aaye the, 5 arrow le lane ke liye. Bhishma understood. Krishna's will is, तो जो करेगा कर ले, देखता हूं तो कैसा बाल भांगा करेगा. अच्छा कृष्णा, भीष्म अंडरस्टूड. अच्छा कृष्णा, यू ट्राइंग टू ब्रेक माय वाव, भीष्मास वाव. आई विल मेक यू ब्रेक यूर वाव. कैन यू इमेजिन कृष्णा, दिस इज भीष्म अगेंस्ट कृष्णा, द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड. Millions of universes are created. Yasya Ganeshwasita Kalam. And he dares. But this is his love. Of course, there is another level of relishing that is happening. We can't understand right now. And there he says, you took away the 5 arrows. Theek hai? Today, I take a vow. Either Arjun will die. Theek hai? Pancho ko nahi marunga. Theek hai? Aapke aadmi log hai. Ek ko to maar ke rahunga. And since you are sitting with Arjun, aaj either Arjun will die or you will have to break your vow that you will not pick up a weapon. Can you imagine the audacity actually, or his love of Bhishma. I'll do this. And that day, literally as a hot knife effortlessly goes through butter, literally Bhishma that day was as if haunted. Nobody could stand in front of him. Forget about fighting. Before even they realized what came, they were gone. He was like a piercing through. Effortlessly he was piercing through. And killing literally thousands in instant like that. Practically half of the army got finished in half of the day. Krishna realized, he said, Arjun, unless you kill him, you had to kill him today. Of course, that day he had expressed also that you have to keep Shikhandi in front of you. So that's a later part. But on this day, he was going full speed and Krishna is driving the chariot and Arjuna is behind and is shooting arrows. Krishna is telling, shoot him now. Shoot. I brought it to a very strategic stage. Shoot him now. And he was like, how can he shoot? He loves Bhishma more than his life. He knows Bhishma. Who is Bhishma? What is his heart? How much he loves? How much he is grateful? How can he shoot? So he's shooting. It falls off. It falls off. Krishna said, please, forget all that. Kitna baar Gita sunana tere ko? Pehle bhi nahi suna hai kya? Apna apna main aur mera chhod de beta, maar abhi. Phir se nahi milega ye opportunity. Yeah. And taking full advantage of this, Bhishma shot arrows at Arjun in such a way, practically all his fingertips were pierced by arrows. Literally, he couldn't even pick up another arrow. Bhishma put him in such a situation. And in next arrow, actually Bhishma was about to kill Arjun. Still, Arjun is hesitating. Kaise maarun? Kaise maarun? Nahi maarunga. Abhi to maarne bhi nahi hoga. That is the time Krishna said, agar tu nahi karega na, so to hell with all my vow. He jumped out. He jumped out with his hair flying and his uttariya flying in the air. It is Pitambar. And he just looked around. And he found a broken chariot. He took it up and ran with full speed telling Bhishma, aaj tujhe dikhaunga. Kaunteya pradijani name bhakta prashati bola hume Gita mein. Dare you touch my Arjun. He ran with full speed. And when Bhishma saw this, I did it. You broke your vow. That's it. He threw his bow away. He threw his arrows away. He said, ab maar le, jo marna maar le. Jit gaya main. You know, I won. And everyone is watching. What is he doing? Arre, abhi marna, abhi jaldi maar. Dono ko maar ke khatam kar de. He is tears in his eyes. He's like, bas ho gaya main, jit gaya main. Actually, Bhishma won. He made Krishna break his vow. Tu mere toda na, main tera bhi tod ke rahunga. So, from the point of view of chivalry, virya ras, actually this is a raslila happening. And Bhishma was shooting arrows at Krishna also as a charioteer. Krishna was bleeding. And Bhishma's arrows were not like tung tung, arrow piercing, full fledged. Krishna was bleeding. And Srila Vishwanath Chakurthi Thakur says, those arrows of Bhishma to Krishna were like a lover throwing flower. It was so pleasing. You may say, aisa kaisa khoon nikal raha hai, aur bola phool phek raha hai. So Vishwanath Chakurthi Thakur, Rasika Acharya, gives an example. It's like a lover's bite. Sometimes a lover in great ecstasy bites the beloved. And it may cause a wound. But this bite is different from a dog bite or a mosquito bite. He's enjoying it. He's relishing it. Yes, Bhishma, I accept you are one of the best warriors. But dare you touch my devotee? Chodungane teriku. In this way, Bhishma wanted to show to the whole world for all time to come. This is Krishna. This is how he loves Krishna. I mean, how he loves his devotees. Please take shelter of him. No one in this creation can touch you if Krishna mare Krishna rakhe ke, rakhe Krishna mare ke. How much Krishna loves his devotees that he is ready to throw his words to, you know, air to protect the world of his devotee. His devotee's word, Bhishma's word is, I'll make Krishna break my vow. Break his vow. And to protect Arjun, because Arjun is Krishna's man. So, to protect his devotee, Krishna is ready to break his own words. This is the Rasa Leela that is happening. And Arjuna is running and catching hold of Krishna's thighs. And literally Krishna dragged him for 30 feet. But Krishna said, I'm chhodunga nahi, ko maar ke rahunga main. I will destroy Bhishma today. How dare he touch you? Chhod de, chhod de. Achha, abhi main marunga. Kasam se main marunga. Tu chhod de. Krishna, you stop. You don't break your vow. I want. No one should say, Krishna, de de, kuch jhoot bola. Aisa to nahi karega, bola, utha liya. I don't want you to break your vow. Bhishma is wanting to glorify Krishna. Krishna is wanting to glorify Bhishma. And Arjuna is wanting to glorify Krishna. Don't break your vow. There is a very sweet rasa going on here. Bahar roop se battle chal raha hai. Such, and Bhishma is having tears. And later, of course, when Bhishma was shot by these arrows, Bhishma didn't care. Okay, theek hai. And now, Bhishma is lying on a bed of arrows, literally almost on the 58th day, where all the blood is completely gone. He's just lying there like that, with no place in the body to put even two fingers in between. So much. Still is living. And interestingly, Krishna tells the Pandavas, wear the best outfit you have. Can you imagine? You're going to somebody's mourning party. A mourning program, ceremony. Or ekdam saj dhaj ke, you know, diamond necklace and this. Shadi ke liye ja raha hai kya? Re, kam se kam kala wala ya sapet saadi pehno, lamba baal chodo. Ya, men, at least wear sober clothes. Look at least sober. Krishna is telling, you wear the best outfit you have. They were actually looking like devatas with the best golden chariot. Why is Krishna doing this? Because Bhishma Dev was ready to go to any extent to please Krishna, to fulfill the purpose of Krishna. Today, ye yathamam prapadyante, Krishna, when Krishna needed the most, Bhishma played the role to fulfill his mission. And now, Krishna, in reciprocation, when Bhishma needs him the most, antakale chamame vasmaran muktva kalevaram, as paying a tribute, he's coming. Personally, Krishna is coming. This is the Bhagavat Bhishma. This is not the Mahabharat Bhishma. This is the Bhagavat, Mahabhagavat. Swayambhu Narada Sambhu Kumaro Kapilo Manu Prahlado Janako Bhishmo Balirvayasaki. This is the Mahabhagavat Bhishma that Krishna has come to reciprocate with. And Bhishma is the most highest point of ecstasy at this time, because his only mission, his only aspiration in life, his only goal in life was to see that the Pandavas are put on as the emperors of the world. But unfortunately, situation was such, the obstinacy of Duryodhan, the blindness of Dhritarashtra, the cunning of Gandhara Naresh Sakuni, and the foolishness of all the other Karna and Dushasana, etc. He was helpless, apparently. He was only thinking, and he knew right along. He says, Aho kashtam, aho anyayam, yadyuyam dharmanandana, jivitam na arhata klishtam, vipradharma achyutashraya. What kind of sufferings you underwent, what kind of injustices you underwent, simply to, just because you wanted to follow dharma, and Krishna is with you of all the people. And the only thing you saw in your life was Vishan, Mahagne, Purushata, Darshanath, Asat Sabhaya, Vanavas. You saw misery after misery, inconveniences after inconveniences, suffering after suffering. Tumhare jeevan mein kuch sukhi nahi hai, yaar. And for being the most devoted servants of Krishna, marne ke pehle kya tum logon ko apne mool roop mein dekhunga ki nahi main? If I die, just if I see that, I can die. Prabhupada explains, he was the most satisfied man. For him, these pain of arrows were like some little ant, you know, biting in some corner of your body. It's nothing for him. The only pain in his life was such pious, such devoted, such innocent, docile, devotees of the Lord constantly suffering. Can you imagine? Who was supposed to live in the palace, going in the forest, living like beggars, sleeping on the ground? Not just 1 or 2 years, 14 years, and then 1 year of Ajyatavas, pakda gaya to phir se aur 14. Actually, think about it. If you actually think about it, ek saal ke liye bhi koi jana hai, willingly if you want to go. Having used to the kind of the comforts. But you actually do like that just because of dharma. So Krishna here, this is where now Bhishma is lying, about to leave his body, and then Pandavas come. Panduputran Upasina. They are so humble. In fact, Yudhishthir was so shy, he stood behind, he couldn't face Bhishma. Even Arjun, how could he face Bhishma? I have shot arrows, I have caused you this bloodshed. Somebody had to go and tell him, aisa nahi hai beta, wo dekhna chahte hai tere ko. How can I go? Unko maar diya hu main. And I am responsible for killing him, and now I go and say, aise aapko dekhne aaya, wah, dekhne aaya. खाक देखने आया, मारते वक्त क्यों मारा फिर? आपसे बहुत प्रेम है, अच्छा प्रेम दिखाया ना तूने, इतना तीर मार के. Actually, they were hesitating to come in front. But understanding the heart of Bhishma, Krishna and others told him, no, तुम लोग आके खड़े, यही तो देखने के लिए खड़े हैं वो. And for this scene to see you, just like a diamond sitting on a gold ring, when the diamond is put on the gold ring, the gold is glorified and the diamond is glorified. Similarly, when persons like Yudhishthir Maharaj, the true represent Rajarshi, Imam Rajarshayo Vidu, that's why the Gita was spoken. If when the Rajarshi sits on the planet or on the crown or the throne of the emperorship of the whole world, Krishna will feel completely satisfied. This is his first purpose. And for that, Bhishma was ready to take any role and be misunderstood for the rest of eternity. Namak khaya. Sochna to logon ko. Because Bhishma sacrificed so much, Krishna, right when he needs him the most, is there. And to enhance his satisfaction, his joy, his only aspiration in life, he's here, they have come, fully dressed up in their best, as if they are about to be crowned as Chakravarti. He was already, obviously. They came and stood there. And Bhishma is crying tears. Anyone who actually understands this verse, this one verse, you know, this is, it will churn our heart. If we can enter this, the spirit of this verse, it will actually squeeze our heart. Just like, you know, when you wash, after washing clothes, when you wrench that cloth, all the water comes out. Similarly, it will actually wrench our heart. How much Krishna loves his devotees. How much the devotees love Krishna. How much the devotees love each other. Just to please Krishna, just to please the other devotees, what kind of things they are ready to forego? What kind of inconvenience that they are ready to face? Here, the tears, constantly pouring tears of Bhishma are cold tears. There are two types of tears, by the way. Hot tears and cold tears. Next time you please experiment. When you are extremely angry, when you are extremely sad, morose, depressed, and when you cry, it's like garam pani jaisa aata hai. Literally burns your hand. It's hot tears. And ananda vashpa, the tears of joy. Are aapka ladka 10th mein first rank aa gaya. That is like ice cold. Why? Because tears are nothing but when the heart overflows, it comes out. Yahan se upar tank overflow hota hai. When the heart overflows with emotions, eyes are the windows of the room of the heart. So when you are distressed, when you are unhappy, when you are sad, the tears that overflow, emotions overflow. Matlab heart bhar aa gaya, ubhar aa gaya, overflow ho gaya. Ye tanki idhar se girta ho. And that is hot tears. And when you are joy, you can't hold it. Tanki pura bhar gaya. It just comes out. And those tears are cool tears. Agli baar koi ro raha hai na, usko ek minute idhar daal. Test karke dekho. Joy ka tear hai ya misery ka tear hai. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami, our Rasacharya. Anyone in this world, if before they die, did not read Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, your life is waste. Kyun aaye? Kyun paida hue? Manushya janam paya, Bhakti Rasamrita na padhiya, janiya suniya visha khainu. Please, my sincere request, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, translated English as Nectar of Devotion. Jindagi mein marne se pehle ek baar to padh lo. Padhne ke baad chhodoge nahi us book ko. Actually, all the rasas, whatever rasas are there, matlab bhar bhar ke rasa dala hua idhar, usko squeeze kiya, pure rasa jo hai. Jaisa sugar cane, you know, sugar cane is like Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is like sugar cane. पर कभी-कभी लोगों को चबाने नहीं आता, दांत टूट गया है और मशीन भी नहीं है ठीक से, तो देखते रहते हैं, हमारे घर में है इसको जूस बनाने का. It's full of rasamalayam. But Rupa Goswami, Nana Shastra Vicharanaika Nipuna, Sadharma Sansthapaka, they have that machine. Ghusaya aur idhar se trrr juice nikla. That is Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Pure nectar, the nectar of devotion. You know, the complete science of devotional service. The subtlest signs of emotion. What do people feel? All rasas. Gussa aya. Gussa bhi alag alag variety ka. Itna gussa aya. Can you imagine laughing? Smiling. Right? Ye Prabhu ji has rahe. Daant dikh raha hai. Abhi band kiye par phir bhi dikh raha hai. Imagine in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the science of smiling to laughing is described in 6 steps. Kabhi socha hai aapne? Hasi ke upar PhD kiya gaya hai. Kar diya hai, abhi karne ki zarurat nahi hai. There are 6 levels of smiling. Smita, hasita, vihasita, avahasita, apahasita, atihasita. Kuch samajh mein aaya? कुछ नहीं आया इसलिए हंस रहे. Can you imagine 6 levels of smiling to laughing? The first is smita. Smita means a smile where the cheeks go to the side. And clear, definite, you can see in the eyes and in the cheeks. But mouth is not open. This is called smita, smita hasya. Pura na maane, main kisi ko dekh ke hans le raha hun. So this is called smita hasya. Acha, uske baad thoda next level. And that is hasita. Hasita means daant dikh gaya. Thoda upar ka daant dikha. This is called hasita. Then dono daant dikha. This is called vihasita. And our hasita means the nose gets flared up and the eyes get squinted. I don't know. These emoji guys have perfected it. Tera joke sunke kaunsa level mein main hasa. And one is, and the other one is, and one is actually tongue coming out and squint of the eyes. Kya pakda hai? Study kya un logon ne? So if you don't Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, you go to the emojis and just study. All the facial expressions. They have only captured and put this. But the science is explained here by Rupa Goswami and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So our hasita means when not only the eyes are squinted and the nose is flared up, but the shoulder is going up. This is avahasita, ana apahasita. And atihasita means you jump at. Can you imagine this? So, the science of smiling and laughing is divided into 6 steps. And also, there are incidents from the scriptures. Kaun kaun kaisa kiya Krishna ke sambandh mein? To gopiya ne smita. Aur kaha aisa hasa un logon ne? On Krishna or on somebody else who Krishna was trying to play with, fool with. So Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu captures, very scientifically defines, we can define or some science, like physical sciences, they define something that is seeable, touchable, feelable, you know, through the senses. But the emotional science, and higher than emotion, because psychology deals with some aspect of emotion, they measure and some kind of prediction, but higher than emotion, the perfection of emotion is devotion. The purest emotions, which is completely satisfying to the soul, is actually there in the science of bhakti and our rasacharyas. Shri Chaitanya Mano Abhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam. So Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu has extracted these verses. Jahan bhar bhar ke ras hai, usko squeeze karke pure nectar has been given. The nectar of devotion. And right now, now that the Pandavas have come, from the core of his heart. This is another thing, Krishna's reciprocation. Can you imagine? Generally in the forest, when the Pandavas would have altercation among themselves, some kind of disagreements, Draupadi would get angry. Chachi, aapne juwa kyun khela? 12 saal kyun bola? Ye kyun kiya? Sometimes they would have strong difference of opinion. But the Pancha Pandavas were like fist. Aapas mein bahut ye difference of opinion hoga. Bahar ke liye, it's like that. So, there was strong difference of opinion. Now here, Bhishma Dev is sitting, we speak, and he is about to speak. Krishna, Bhima, Arjun, Draupadi, Nakul, Sahadev, everyone tried to pacify when Yudhishthir was crying and lamenting, despondent, that nay, I will not, because of me, crores of people died, I am the cause for bloodshed, I will never get onto the throne. No one could convince him. including all the great sages, including Vyasadeva, even the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes, for him nothing is impossible. When he was trying to convince from inside his heart, the Paramatma was telling, don't get convinced. Because Krishna wanted to glorify Bhishmadeva. Apparently this personality, who was an enemy fighting against Krishna and his devotees, what was his caliber? I want to show to the whole world how he is 100% self-realized. That even in this state of consciousness, when he is about to die, pierced with, you know, arrows top to bottom, his consciousness is absolutely transcendental to the bodily situation. Sukadukhe same kritva labha labhau jaya jayo. Sita pragyasya ka bhasha. In the second chapter, Arjuna asks, Sita pragyasya ka bhasha. How does he speak? How does he talk? How does he sit? How does he walk? Here is a personality. Fully perfect consciousness. This is remembered by all the associates of Lord Chaitanya, and Haridas Thakur is passing away. All the devotees are standing, the Lord is standing, he holds the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya on his chest, Haridas Thakur, and beholds like the two bees holding the beautiful lotus face of Lord Chaitanya and chanting, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. He left his body. And everyone remembered Bhishma. So after 5,000 years, 500 years back that happened. And 50 years back, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, only skins and bones, lying on the bed, hardly eating anything for months together practically, drinking or something a little bit. But the only thing he was doing was serving Krishna by giving us the nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam. Perfect translation. Perfect purports. Only a person who is actually beyond the bodily conception of life. It's not that the pain was not there. But that pain is insignificant compared to the urgency of the service, the joy of the service that they are rendering. That transcends, that energy transcends beyond all the dualities of this body. And he's about to speak. And I want to tell you one thing. In case any of you ever go through difficult situations, the question asks, Prabhuji, devotees ko aisa kyun hota hai? Devotees, such fixed up devotees, such sincere devotees, such dedicated devotees, serving for a long time, and why are they suffering like this? And in such situation, how should a devotee respond? If at all, any time you go through this situation, or you see someone who is a very sincere, devoted, dedicated, committed devotee going through this, my sincere request, give them the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, 9th chapter, text number 12 to 17. 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. 6 verses and its purport. It's amazing how Bhishmadev has extracted the essence of the essence. Answering these two questions. Why do devotees undergo so many calamities or miseries and troubles, and how to respond during those situations? This is an invitation for you to come for the next 6 days to the Bhagavatam class. Nahi Prabhuji, hamara to jumma hota hai, Sunday to Sunday hota hai. वो भी आज खिचड़ी खाने आए थे, आप बैठे, तो मैं बोला चलो तो आपको बुरा नहीं लगना चाहिए, उठ के नहीं गए अभी तक, बैठे, जल्दी खत्म करो, 10 बज गया, हमको भी जाना है। चलो अगर ऐसा है तो आपको उसका एक निचोड़ बता के दे देता हूं। I will just read some highlight purports of Srila Prabhupada's words to these 6 verses from 12 to 17. आपको थोड़ा एक टेस्ट दे रहा हूं, अब बाद में जाके आप पूरा ग्लास पी लेना. भागवतम नहीं है तो मुझे पूछ लेना, मैं दिलवा दूंगा आप लोगों को. हाउ सो क्रिस्पली, सो कॉम्प्रिहेंसिवली, सो परफेक्टली, सो सैटिस्फाइंगली ही एक्चुअली कंप्लीटली convinces Yudhishthir and inspires him to take up the responsibility of what Krishna wants him to do. ये सारा लड़ाई एक ही चीज के लिए हुआ बेटा, और वो तू राज्य पे बैठ जा और तू संभाल. Because Krishna wants his people to run the whole show. So why is Krishna nowadays not putting the devotee? Somebody may ask. If Krishna wants his people to run the whole world actually. I think one Prabhupada disciple, Balavant Prabhu, many years ago he had come to our temple. His father is a Senate member in the US, US Parliament. So he's also interested in politics and all that. He was telling, actually, Krishna wants a devotee to be put on top of the running of the whole world. But why is he not putting? Because he can't trust right now. एक temple तेरे को संभालने नहीं हो रहा है, चार लोगों को संभालने नहीं हो रहा तेरे घर में, तो दुनिया को संभालेगा तू? जो हालत इनका हो रहा है पूरा उनका करेगा तू? You show me, you show your capacity, I will hand over the whole world. Prabhupada demonstrated a lifetime of preparation. Of course, he didn't need to prepare. But he wants to show all of us what it takes to run an international society. What kind of consciousness, what kind of attitude, what kind of conviction, determination, what kind of inconveniences you should be ready to bear before Krishna trusts you. Because the kind of pressures that will come upon you, will you be able to bear it? Eat jaisa hai to toot jayega beta tu. Isliye tu yahi baith. Sunday to Sunday pravachan de bas. But when he sees that others are required, this is a qualified person, he will hand over. He said, even I will not vote if he is going to devotee stand. At that time he had told. Because I need to be convinced that this person can actually handle. So, knowing that Krishna wanted Yudhishthir and his brothers to actually run the affairs of the whole world, and after the whole thing is done, imagine, pura set ho gaya, stadium pura ho gaya, online chalu hai, sab log dekh rahe hain, 60,000 log dekh rahe hain, aur batting leke aaya hai, bowling shuru ho gaya, umpire khada ho ke aisa bol raha hai,
nahi, mere ko aaj khelne ka dil nahi lag raha hai. बैट उठा के फेंक दिया और बैठ गया. नहीं, विकेट उठा के घर डालूंगा, मैं घर जाऊंगा.
इमेजिन, ही इज द एवरी वन इज डिपेंडिंग ऑन हिम, ही इज लाइक द सुपर बैट्समैन.
और बोलता नहीं, मेरा मूड नहीं कर रहा है, क्या ये डंडा से खेल खेलना है, गेंद मारना है, छी 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 छी, मैं जाके घर में बैठूंगा.
और बॉलर से क्या गेंद फेंकना, मैं नहीं फेंकूंगा आज. लेटिंग यू डाउन. युधिष्ठिर इज डूइंग दैट. बिफोर Kurukshetra war, Krishna spoke the Gita. After the war, now Bhishma is speaking the Gita, essence of the Gita. To Yudhishthir Maharaj.
To usko sunana tha, abhi tere ko hi sunana hai. Kyun tujhe karna hai?
I'll just read this purports before we conclude. As long as a person is fully in cooperation with the wishes of the Lord, guided by the bona fide Brahmanas and Vaishnavas, and strictly following religious principles, one has no cause for despondency, however trying the circumstances of life. Jivitam nar arhata klishtam vipra dharma achyutashraya. Three things. He said, the kind of sufferings, the kind of injustices you underwent Anyone in your place would be dead and gone for a long ago. But you are surviving because of three things. Vipra, Dharma, Achyutashraya. You know, Vipra means the Vaishnavas, the Brahmanas, the devotees of the Lord. Dharma means the scriptural injunctions. And Achyuta, complete dependence on the will of the Lord. Nachao, nachao, Prabhu, nachao. Kashtira putali java. I don't understand why you have brought me here. Bhakti nahi, beda nahi, name khuldaro. I don't know. Sri Siddhanta Saraswati, Sachisuta Priyati, Krishna Bhakti Deye Chai Thai. He ordered me, therefore I am doing it. Full dependence on the Lord. Scrutinizingly following the essence of the scriptures. Always guided by the devotees and the brahmanas. Vipra dharma achyutashraya. And if that is there, one has no cause for despondency. However trying the circumstances of life, two heart attacks, poverty, no response, somebody trying to steal everything, somebody trying to kill him practically. Hanuman, in Lanka, he was so despondent. But he said, what is the point? I can't go back. If I go back, how can I show my face to Ram? Sita nahi mili, nahi mili. Gaya tha sab dhoond gaya, nahi mili. It's better to die. Srila Prabhupada, having a ticket back to India. But how can I go back without executing the mission of Lord Chaitanya has given to me by my spiritual master? I'll fight out. Taking jo hoga hoga. But vipra dharma achyutashraya. This is another statement. So, this is talking about Kunti. Actually, more suffering than the Pandavas were the suffering of Kunti. Because when they were children, Kunti had to protect them from being exploited and abused and practically murdered. And when they grew up, their activity was such that she has to suffer more. When the children suffer, actually the mother, the parents suffer much more than seeing the children suffering. That's gross, but this is more subtle. So her suffering continued. This means that she was destined to suffer by providence, and this one has to tolerate without being disturbed. When such sufferings come, this sufferings is not really, a devotee doesn't care. Of course, a devotee feels it is my karma that is coming back. But shastrically we should know that, well, this is what Krishna wants. He knows. He's all powerful. He's all knowing. And he's all loving. And still if he's allowing, I'll do the needful. We do our best, then leave the rest. This is another very beautiful statement. Everything therefore is controlled by the Supreme Kala, a forceful representative of the Lord within the material world. We don't know what time the curtain will open and tomorrow will be revealed. Moment by moment, hour by hour, day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, curtain opens and reveals the plan of the Lord. Kala, time, another form of Krishna, reveals His plan. And we don't know that. We just continue to execute our role to the best of our ability, with full responsibility. Everyone has to bear the actions and reactions of time as long as one is within the condition of material world. That's the nature of this world. Another beautiful statement. Despite the power of pious acts, Yudhishthira Maharaj, the power of personalities, Bhima, Arjun, powerful personalities, the power of expert management, and the power of weapons under the direct supervision of Krishna, all these Pandavas had. The Pandavas suffered so many practical reverses, which can only be explained as due to the influence of Kala, inevitable time. Kala is identical with the Lord Himself, and therefore the influence of Kala indicates the inexplicable wish of the Lord Himself. There is nothing to be lamented when a matter is beyond the control of any human being. So whatever is in the control of a human being, you leave no stones unturned. You do full. Uske baad jo bhi ho raha hai, with a grateful heart, tateinu kampam sushamikshamana. Thank you, Krishna. By our thoughts, by our words, and by our action, we express our gratitude to the Lord. Very high calling, very easy to speak, but it is a lifetime project. That's what we need to prepare ourselves. That's why Krishna performed this, and that's why Sukadeva Goswami exclusively included this section of the Bhagavatam, you know, of this section of the war in the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is another statement. Bhishma wanted to impress upon Maharaj Yudhishthir that since time immemorial, no one, including such demigods as Shiva and Brahma, could ascertain the real plan of the Lord. Sometimes people may ask, "Is plan hai kya Bhagwan ka? Pehli do na, de do na, koi blueprint hai kya hai? To hum log adjust karenge, kahan kahan construction karna hai? Plan bata do." Since time immemorial, no one, including the demigods like Shiva and Brahma, could ascertain the real plan of the Lord. So what can we understand about it? It is useless also to inquire about it. Even the exhaustive philosophical inquiries of sages can't ascertain the plan of the Lord. To karna kya hai, Maharaj? The best policy is simply to abide by the orders of the Lord without argument. And in the last purport, just to give you relief, there are two beautiful statements, and I'll conclude with that. The popular saying is that a housewife teaches the daughter-in-law by teaching the daughter. Similarly, the Lord teaches the world by teaching the devotee. The devotee does not have to learn anything new from the Lord, because the Lord teaches the sincere devotee always from within. Whenever, therefore, a show is made to teach the devotee, as in the case of the teachings of the Bhagavad Gita, it is for teaching the less intelligent men. Using Bhishma, using the Pandavas, using his devotees, Krishna wants to teach us what it means, what it takes to purchase Krishna or to develop love for Krishna. And the last statement, we'll conclude with this. Please hear attentively. A pure devotee of the Lord accepts tribulations as favors from the Lord. Since the Lord is absolute, there is no mundane difference between the two. Can you imagine? A pure devotee accepts tribulations and favors as the same. Just as a devoted child, a surrendered child, accepts the pat of the mother and the slap of the mother, both as the same expression of love. Because she loves me, she is slapping me. I should learn something. Because she loves me, she is patting me. This is what I should be doing. Because the Lord is absolute, His love is absolute, His actions are absolute. Dualities are seen only when we are in a dual, you know, mindset. But when we see that Krishna, you know, there is Sanatana Dharma, Bhagavad Dharma, Bhakta, Bhagavan, and Bhakti. This is Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is all about these three things: Bhakta, Bhagavan, and the eternal relationship, Bhakti. So, wonderful section of Srimad Bhagavatam. And especially today, you know, we are on that verse where that sponge like Bhishma's heart is squeezed when the devotees have come and Krishna has come. And this beautiful, very, very cool tears of bliss and satisfaction and joy is, you know, springing out literally from the eyes of Bhishma just to behold. Today, the Pandavas are situated where they actually deserve. Now I can die with peace. And now I can also finish the class with peace. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Ananta Kodi Vaishnava Vrinda ki, Nitai Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari. Hare Krishna.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.